This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matthew Cardwell. Here's what's making news.
The Prime Minister's sister calls for Australia to implement Russia's gay propaganda ban.
Fans mourn the death of Glee actor Corey Monteith.
Lebanon makes strides in gay rights.
And a US Senate committee recommends the passage of a law banning anti-gay discrimination in the workplace.
Now, across Australia on the Community Radio Network, Community Network News. A look back at the events of the week important to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex community. QNN. QNN.
The head of the Australian Christian Lobby has publicly backed the sister of Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, who's called for Australia to copy Russia's draconian anti-gay propaganda laws. Russia this month passed a repressive ban on homosexual propaganda, which imposes a penalty for all positive discussion of LGBT rights aimed at young people. Lori Rudd believes the law should be replicated in Australia in order to censor those who argue that homosexuality is normal and acceptable. Lyle Shelton, the managing director of the ACL, the anti-gay lobby group which claims to represent Australian Christians, said on Twitter that she was right, and that her view should be given serious consideration. Ms. Rudd's intervention is not likely to influence the Prime Minister. This week, a Galaxy poll showed that Kevin Rudd's support for marriage equality is winning support from disaffected Labor voters, with 30% of voters more likely to support Labor because of the Prime Minister's new position.
Lebanon has become the first country in the Middle East to declare being gay is not a disease and has even come out against gay conversion therapy. The Lebanese Psychiatric Society has said homosexuality is not a mental disorder and does not require treatment, the first Arab country to do so. It had spoken out because of recent arrests and mistreatment of those from the GLBTI community. Last month, a Human Rights Watch report accused Lebanese police of torturing and raping gay and other vulnerable detainees.
Glee fans are this week mourning the death of one of the show's stars, 31-year-old actor Corey Monteith. The actor, who played popular high school quarterback Finn Hudson on the trailblazing US show, was found in his hotel room in Vancouver on Sunday. Police did not say what the cause of death was, although it's been reported that Monteith, who had been battling drug addiction for years and who had checked himself into a rehab clinic in March, had suffered an overdose. Corey Monteith was a passionate ally to the gay and lesbian community. In 2011, he participated in the Straight But Not Narrow project, sending a message of support to young LGBT people.
So maybe you like to play football, maybe you like to sing and dance, maybe you like both, maybe you don't like either. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just be yourself. Just be you. Because that's good enough for me.
And LGBTI Americans can almost breathe a sigh of relief with the US Senate committee passing the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, making it illegal to discriminate against gays, lesbians, and transgender people in the workplace. Three Republicans joined Democrats supporting the bill. However, it still needs to be voted on in the American House of Representatives. The White House Press Secretary Jay Carney welcomed the progress.
The fact is, this was a good week in progress towards passing ENDA, and the president strongly supports the efforts undertaken by Senate Democrats and some Senate Republicans.
And now, with all the week's news and sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Former professional baseball player Billy Bean has joined forces with retired rugby champion Ben Cohen to fight homophobic bullying in the Stand Up Foundation. Last week, the organisation teamed up with Nike's Be True Pride campaign at the San Francisco Pride Festival, where both Cohen and Bean ran side by side in the festival's glow run. And French surfer Thomas Castets has created a documentary about homophobia in surf culture titled Out in the Lineup, which is set to be released at the end of the year.
I've never even knew of another gay surfer.
Gay male surfers are like unicorns. You hear about them, but they're mythological beasts.
If someone would pull back on a heavy wave, that was relentlessly called a faggot or a poofter.
And that's what's making news in the LGBTI community. I'm Matthew Cardwell.
And I'm Jacob Holman. We'll have more news for you next week.
Thanks to the dedicated team at Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. That was QNN, Community Network News. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Share your GLBTIQ news. Email qnn@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.